flour? What do we use it for? What's it made of? Today we'll be talking about all-purpose flour, cake flour, pastry flour, and bread flour. Hello, and welcome to the first podcast for continuallycooking.blogspot.com. Today, we'll be talking about several types of flour, the attributes of each, and what they're best used for. While it seems a silly choice for a more in-depth look, flour is actually quite a big and rather important topic. Flour is in so much of what we eat, and if cooking or baking is an interest, it pays to know the difference between flour, at least wheat flour. There are many kinds of flour. It can be made from nuts, beans, rice, corn, even some fruits and vegetables, and of course, wheat. However, today, we will focus on all-purpose flour, cake flour, pastry flour, and bread flour, all of which are made from wheat. All-purpose flour is what it says, all-purpose. It can be used to bake pretty much anything. It is also good for making sauces and coating foods prior to cooking, perhaps when you fry. All-purpose flour has a high gluten content of about 10 to 11% and is ground from a combination of both hard and soft wheat. In a fix, it can be used as a substitute for cake flour or bread flour, but it is always best to use the flour called for in the recipe. Having looked at all-purpose flour, we will now address cake flour. Cake flour has the lowest amount of gluten, of about 5 to 8% usually. It is ground from soft winter wheat and is best suited for cakes and baked goods of a similar nature. I use soft as silk cake flour, which is made by Pillsbury. It has a gluten content of about 3%. Swansdown is also another good choice for cake flour. While all-purpose flour could be used for making cakes, using cake flour will result in a superior texture. If you cannot find cake flour, substitute bleached all-purpose flour, but subtract 2 tablespoons of flour for each cup called for in the recipe. Now, we'll look at pastry flour. Pastry flour is also made from soft spring wheat. The use of it results in a delicate texture. This is achieved because the pastry has such a low gluten content. This generally has about an 8 to 10% gluten content. It is, as the name says, for pastry, which is defined as a simple dough made of flour, butter or shortening, and water. These three simple ingredients come together to make many things, like pie dough, phyllo dough, and puff pastry, just to name a few. And the foods made from those doughs are many as well, both savory and sweet. Finally, having explained pastry flour, we'll turn now to our last flour, bread flour. This is made from high-protein, hard wheat. The high gluten content of 12 to 14% makes it desirable for baking bread, specifically yeast or raised breads. The gluten allows good elasticity to develop in the dough. While breads can be made with all-purpose flour, the texture achieved by using the bread flour is much better and far more desirable. So there you have it, an introduction to 4 basic types of flour. I hope this was informative and helpful. Thank you to whatscookingamerica.net, wisegeek.com, bakingbits.com, and bigoven.com, websites I referenced in preparing this podcast.